Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Hoyuk Anatolia. And I have team members here. I have Alex with me today to talk about the game. And how's it going today?
Hi, Barry. Thanks for the invitation. Everything's good.
Well, that's good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game and for a mage company.
I work mostly with the financial stuff, you know, in Mage Company. But occasionally I play test games, you know, when something new is coming. Mage Company was originally started as an idea several years ago. In fact, a lot of years ago. But we started it normally about 4 or 5 years. So we started publishing games, you know.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about Hoyuk. Now, Anatolia is an expansion to the original Hoyuk. So tell us a little bit about the game, about your Kickstarter.
Yeah, Anatolia is an expansion for the base game of Hoyuk. We made it this way in order to still enjoy the basic game. It was one of our primary, you know, it was a primary purpose on this expansion. In Anatolia, basic in Hoyuk, your purpose is to build the best villas. It's a tile-laying Euro game. It's simple. It looks simple. It's language-independent, so you can learn it right away. But after a couple of turns, you realize that the game is not so simple. Because there are rules on how you build your houses, how you attach the pens, the villagers, the animals. There are some specific rules, so players trying to build a village at the same time on the same board, which is a valley with a grid, so the space is specific. Now, Anatolia, we created mostly to score more, you know, victory points at the end of the game. It's like the next step of Hoyuk, where the clans of the world back then, about, you know, 10,000 years ago, it's how the clans were evolving their community. For example, in Anatolia, you learn how to create an irrigation system or how to create the best fest, such stuff. So you have to create some achievements to complete them. And each of these achievements, of course, give you victory points.
Awesome.
This is the basic concept of the.
Yeah, well, so your Kickstarter has been successful. I mean, you guys are successfully funded, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so you guys still have, as we're recording this episode, you have 18 days left, and the Kickstarter officially ends on February 10th.
Yeah.
So with this game's already being funded, we know it's going to happen, it's going to be made. When do you hope to have this expansion out to the public?
Thankfully, we are still on schedule, so I think about June it would be ready.
Awesome! So we'll have some fun summertime with the new expansion.
Yeah, I think we hope to do it even sooner, but you know sometimes you have to calculate the delays and you know some factors. Yeah.
You have to give yourself a safe time frame. You don't
You
don't want to pitch something early and then have some printing problems or something like that.
Always.
Yeah, that's right. There's something always comes up. Cool. So, what are some of your future stretch goals or something that you want to be able to achieve with Hoyuk?
First of all, we made a couple of goals even for Hoyuk, but now we focus on the expansion. We wanted to extend a little the gameplay, so we have created a few more construction cardboards. Construction cardboard is a component, it's a board with three elements, and you build these elements during the game. Maybe this is an oven, a shrine, two houses and an oven, several combinations. Originally, in the basic game, you deal these boards are face down, so you deal them, you know, to each player, but you don't see what's coming up. But these construction boards are very special because they are faced up and you can buy them by spending victory points. of course they are more powerful, and they make the game a little more difficult for the rest players. You know, it's you adapt your strategy in a whole new level. We thought to make a few pouches, a few nice pouches for the components, the wooden components of Hoyuk and of Anatolia, because there are a lot of wooden parts. So, you know, we wanted to make a few pouches to, you know, to make the theme a little more interesting, you know, to it's better looking, you know?
Yeah, and, definitely.
Since all the game has many wooden components, in Anatolia we have one of the achievements, it's some fest tokens. It's some tokens with pictures on it, language dependent, so you gather them during the game to collect some victory points. So we thought to make them wooden. I mean, to have a complete collection of some cool, nice wooden components, you know.
Yeah, it definitely adds a little an extra element to the game.
Yeah, and we hope to a final stretch goal, at least for the moment. Where we want to create a sixth clan, a new clan. We had in the future expansion of Hoyuk, because we plan more expansions for this game. The game will be able, you know, to play it with two or six players, you know, two to six players, because now it's two to five players. But with this new clan, we will be able to do it for six players. For now, for this expansion, it's just a new clan. The new about this one is the ability, because each clan in the game has an ability where you can trigger under specific conditions. We really hope to reach it, you know, it would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be something extra to the game that would definitely add to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that you plan on adding more expansions to Hoyuk. When do you, when can we expect to see those?
We want first to deliver Anatolia and to leave some space, for example, a few months, you know, to reach the game, to reach it at the store, you know.
Allow you to breathe a little bit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I hope about September, October, if we will be, if we can do it, because the time is a little, you know, tricky.
Yeah, definitely.
Before the end of the year, that's for sure. We still check it.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting, especially for everybody out there that already has the original game. They, you know, you keep adding these expansions to it. It just adds, it makes them to continue to want to play that. And that's smart from a company and marketing standpoint. That's definitely for sure. But it's exciting for players too, because people that love the game, you know, they're going to get more and more out of it each time you bring something new out. And so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's like, through the expansions, you know, we want to create motivation to either to people who still think about the game, you know, and watching all this stuff, you know, evolving, they may think that they could add this game in their collection. Yeah,
definitely. So as the Mage Company, do you guys have any other games that you're hoping to bring out to Kickstarter in the future?
Well, the plans are, you know, we have many plans, but it's a little, you know, this period, the new year has begun really, it's a really heavy year for us. The reason is of 12 Realms. 12 Realms is, I think, our biggest project, because it's a whole universe with fairy tales. I mean, who does know Snow White or Siegfried or all these things that kids were learning in fairy tales exist in 12 Realms. In a couple of months, we will publish the big main expansion and few more, you know, smaller expansions for 12 Realms. And about on April or so, we will have the second biggest and I think last biggest expansion for this game. It's the final. Each box has four realms, so we have 12 realms total. And on April, we will bring the last part. But this campaign will be, I think, the biggest Mage Company has done, because all the products of 12 Realms will be available, plus painted miniatures, because we paint minis, we have people for that, and the items we have created are way too much, you know, even for us, it's a little hard to handle all this number of items, plus the fact that we want to create many new miniatures about this game. You know, the fairy world has a limited number of heroes and dark figures and stories, so we don't know really what to add to this game.
There's endless possibilities,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, and you guys also had a successful Kickstarter towards the end of the year, was your Raid and Trade game.
Yes. I think so. That
and that game looks pretty cool too.
Yeah.
So
I think Raid and Trade so far will have the best beginning because we will publish it along with other big companies. So I think it will be really cool. And we play tested a lot. I mean, it's like you see Mad Max. Honestly,
yeah,
it's like you see this kind of movies, you know, where the main hero can do too many things. Or, for example, when you play Grand Theft Auto, you can do so many things in the game. So we try to adapt it, all these options inside Raid the Trade. You can act, you can run, you can fight, you can defend, you can fly, you can try. There are so many options, so many mechanics.
Definitely.
I think the first games you will play, you know, 1-2 games, it will take some time at least until you get used to this kind of not so complex world, but the fact that you can do so many things, you know, to choose your strategy during the game. I hope people like it.
Good. I'm sure people will. I mean, it was successful on Kickstarter, so obviously there's lots of people out there that are going to want to get behind it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Alex, thanks for your time today. Tell us a little bit about where we can find out more about Hoyuk and Mage Company.
You can always visit our site is magecompany.com. Or you can search about us on Facebook because we also have several pages on social media, or of course our profile on Kickstarter, because anytime you can search, anywhere you can search for Mage, you can be sure that we can reply, you know, very fast. So don't worry, you can get all the info you need. Yeah.
Good. So people, they'll get to you very quickly.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with everything in the future. I look forward to seeing all the great products that you and your company are going to pump out this year.
Thanks a lot.